Time for the Biker Dad blog, coming to you from the beautiful Gulf Coast, where it's riding season 24/7, 365. All right, it's like 100 degrees down here. It's hot, but at least we get to ride all the time. This podcast is going to be focused on veterans, and a lot of it is hard to hear, and some of it is inspiring. We're going to start with the latest on the New Hampshire 7 because some weird stuff happened with this in the past week. Massachusetts lawmakers opened and then abruptly suspended their investigation into troubles with the state motor vehicle department that were exposed by that crash, according to the Associated Press. The article goes on to say the legislature's Joint Committee on Transportation voted to recess just minutes into the oversight hearing because the governor, Charlie Baker, didn't make some state officials available for testimony, citing its own investigation. So a lot going on there. A little bit of it is politics and just your typical bureaucracy. So we'll see where that goes, and we're going to keep you guys informed on that. And speaking of the New Hampshire 7, a really awesome thing this weekend here down in Mobile, Alabama, actually bikers from across the Gulf Coast area came to the New Hampshire 7 poker run that was started here in Mobile, Alabama, and then went all over the area to different areas like poker runs do, and then ended at the extremely beautiful American Legion Post 199 in Fairhope, Alabama, right on the water. Here's my report from this weekend.
It happened more than 1,000 miles away, but still hundreds of people showed up in Mobile today to honor the New Hampshire 7 and raise thousands of dollars for their families.
I'm Lisa Ost. I'm the president of Riders for Riders, and we are here on a beautiful day doing the New Hampshire 7 ride. Gorgeous bikes, awesome people, a wonderful cause. We're here to raise money for the New Hampshire 7 that got killed, the 7 passengers that got killed on a motorcycle accident in New Hampshire. It's a magnificent turnout. I got goosebumps even thinking about it. It says that Mobile, Alabama supports every state known to man when you come to bikers. Bikers come together for every cause, every reason, and it's great communal, but we're all family here because we all ride.
Tony Sawyer, owner of Bob's Downtown Restaurant. Well, this came about with all these fellas that y'all see here. We came together as a team and decided to do something special to show some support from Lower Alabama. Well, there was 7 Marines that were riding their motorcycles, and unfortunately, they got run over by a young fellow. Well, they're veterans. They're veterans of our country. And as you can tell, our veterans showed up today. Bikers and veterans go together like peanut butter and jelly.
We get out of the military, and we crave that camaraderie and that brotherhood that we had in the military. So the closest thing to that, getting on the road, riding together, and having that same bond that we had while we were in service. I'm Leatherneck Chowhound. I'm the president of the Alabama chapter of the Federation of Leathernecks. And being a Marine, and with those guys being Marines, we take care of our own. Taking care of your own and taking care of our Marines, and even though they're 1,000 miles away, they're still our brothers no matter where they are. We're a national motorcycle club made up of Marines and FMF Navy Corpsmen. We're actually a brother club to the Jarheads Motorcycle Club in the Northeast. We just got back from a regional ride where several of their members were present, two of which was actually involved in the accident and was there on scene when the accident happened.
Well, this flag is, you know, the Jarheads Motorcycle Club is part of our Marine Division of our Armed Services. And this flag right here represents everybody here today that's participating in this poker run so we can send up that motorcycle club in New Hampshire. A little love and support from Lower Alabama.
Our hearts go out to them, and they're still hurting. But I know what we're doing here is just a drop in the bucket compared to the pain and loss they had, but it's going to help.
And it's not too late for you to help either. You can still donate to the families of the New Hampshire 7. You can find a link to do that on the Biker Dad blog at WKRG.com. This is Chris Best in downtown Mobile for the Biker Dad blog.
All right, so that's the story I filed for WKRG, my station here in Mobile this weekend. I got to tell you, it was an awesome ride. It was a great time. It's always horrible when something like this happens, but it also always brings out the best in everybody. Hundreds of people, over 300 people, were 1,000 miles away, got together and held this event. And we will be sending a letter to the Jarheads and their families, a Marine flag that's signed by everybody who went into that ride, and a couple really cool patches that we had made for the ride. They're shape of the Alabama with New Hampshire 7 on it. So those are all going to be heading in the mail to the Jarheads and their families up there in the Northeast. So everybody who was here in Mobile and participated in that, we really thank you. It was an awesome time and a great cause. Speaking of veterans, a lot of people are heading to Sturgis right now, getting ready to head to Sturgis. Huge rally. I'd love to get there someday. I sadly have never been. But this week, a group of veterans left out from Utah to the rally. The group's called the Veterans Charity Ride, and for 5 years they've been providing wind therapy for veterans who are trying to readjust to civilian life. They left out from West Jordan, Utah, recently, and the Veterans Charity Ride, as they call it, they call themselves VCR, says they have been taking veterans to Sturgis since 2015, and so far they've taken more than 65 to Sturgis, including this year 4 women, which is the most women they've ever taken on the trip.
Connects you to the environment, sight, smell, feel. Riding with your fellow veterans all brings about this sense of camaraderie and feeling like you belong.
So that's pretty awesome. Again, veterans helping veterans. It's going to be a common theme on this podcast because it's a common theme in bikers. So stick with me on that. We love to help the veterans out, and we love to get the word out about the stuff that they're doing. The other common theme recently, too, has been people trying to run bikers down on purpose. I posted last week about a woman from Birmingham, Alabama, and her yellow Camaro got in a road rage incident with a biker who apparently tried to cool things off and get away, and she ran him down, police say, with her yellow bumblebee-looking Camaro. So we got to have our heads on a swivel, not just for the people who are accidentally hitting us, but apparently people who are doing it on purpose as well. Another story that's very similar to that you'll find on this video on my Facebook page. Just search TV Biker Dad. A video in Phoenix, Arizona, the police sent me this video, actually shows a guy in a pickup truck intentionally ramming a motorcycle from behind at a stoplight. It happened to be a semi with a dash camera right next to it, and police are still looking for this guy. It's a silver pickup truck. In the video, which again you can watch on the Facebook page Biker Dad or on the Biker Dad blog at WKRG.com, shows this, the silver pickup runs right over the biker and just keeps going. So police are still looking for that guy. You can check out the video and find out how you can leave a tip for police too. And this is another crazy story where a teenage driver ran down 2 motorcycle riders. It was by accident. This happened at the Little Sturgis, Kentucky rally over the weekend. But what's crazy about this is the 16-year-old driver, who doesn't even have a driver's license, hit the bikers and then tried to get away. But the other bikers chased her down and got her back to the scene before the police arrived. And the bikers just say, you know, we're bikers. We have each other's backs. So when they saw this happen, they didn't just stand by. They took action. And that girl has been in trouble. She's a minor, so we don't know the name or the charges either. So so keep an eye out there, guys. Not just for people who are accidentally hitting us, but now people who are running us down on purpose. So be careful out there. Another crazy story that I've been following here in Alabama, where we are, these two guys accused of chasing down a motorcycle rider here at random and just shooting them in cold blood on the side of the road. There's a movement in Alabama called hashtag Justice for Tim. The guy's name was Tim Fletcher, and there are two guys accused of doing this to him, and we learned that that justice for Tim is going to be delayed a little bit because the court date was changed from its original August 12th date, and the court really didn't tell us why. We reached out to officials, and they didn't respond. But Marlon Mendenhall and Maurice Powell are both accused of killing Fletcher while he's riding his bike in June. They were in a courtroom back in June, but neither entered in a plea. They were both appointed attorneys and scheduled to appear again, and now again that appearance has been delayed. It's unclear how initial arrests were made, but Leah says it was not because of a roadblock along 162 that they had going on at Leah's Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. And they still haven't said what the motive for the killing has been announced. Now, their family and people in the area who think they know what it is, but that has not been officially released. We're still reaching out to law enforcement for updates, but they just aren't answering our phone calls. But we'll keep on top of that and let you know what happens. I'm going to end this on a strange note, and when I posted this on Facebook, I got a little bit of a blowback from the local Harley-Davidson dealership over this, but this is an article posted by CNN, and basically the headline is that Harley-Davidson says Americans are losing interest in motorcycles. According to CNN, Harley-Davidson is struggling to rev up its sales. The motorcycle company made $1.4 billion in overall sales for the quarter. But that's a drop of 6%. And Harley says it's been hit by tariffs and, quote, fewer Americans are interested in motorcycles. So a lot of people on my Facebook page got riled up about that. They said they're not tired of motorcycles, and even the local Harley-Davidson dealer reached out to me and said their sales are up. People here in Alabama certainly are interested in riding motorcycles because they're selling like hotcakes at the local Harley-Davidson dealerships, according to the folks there. So that's a little strange remark from the biggest motorcycle manufacturer in America, that Americans are losing interest in motorcycles. I hope not. Because hopefully this podcast will keep growing, because people are interested in motorcycles. But more importantly, they're interested in the people who are interested in motorcycles. Like I like to say, this podcast, my blog, are not about motorcycles. They're about people who love motorcycles. And as much as possible, it's going to be about people doing positive things with their love of motorcycles. So that's it for now. This is the Biker Dad blogger, Chris Best, down here in Mobile, Alabama. I'll have a new podcast for you next week.